WBBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And I want to get a couple things out. I have another email. I set up several new emails, one for the post office. I'm fighting those guys up here. But I set up one called irs@alaskaminuteman.com. IRS, lowercase, irs@alaskaminuteman.com. Because they've been pelting me with Ralph at Alaska Minuteman with, sometimes a little 700 to 800 or maybe even 1,000, just junk stuff. And you have to put IRS in the subject matter to get to me. So I have this one here, and I haven't been posting a lot for about a month and a half or so because I've been working on a lot of background stuff here, but we're going to come out, and it's going to be an interesting thing. I've got the stuff to do the programming on the back. I've got to get it written up now for my homepage, and I'm going to be sending out an email for the people that are on the list that can pay the $250 postal money order. If you can't, why, then you need to just email me and just give me the reason why, and I will still add you. Nobody gets cut off because of money issues. And, of course, I use this money to support myself and pay my light and bill and all that other stuff because I don't work. All I do is do legal research with Westlaw. And I'll be through here soon with the you're going to get access to if the IRS my homepage at AlaskaMinuteman.com when I get it up. Ruling case law, which was the preliminary before Amjur 1, American Jurisprudence. I also have Amjur 1, and I'm scanning these, and they will be available for people to download. But you have to be a member of the list. You have to ask for it to get access to it. I'm not going to just put it out there so anybody can just, I'm not going to throw the pearls before the swine. If you don't have enough interest to bother to email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com and ask for it. Like I say, it isn't a money issue. If you don't have the money, well, you just, all I need is a reason. I don't check it out. I'm presuming you're telling me the truth. I'm not going to go there. But you have to ask. And there are other books that I have of the 1948 of the courts, Title 18, Title 28, of which there are very few in existence. One of the games that they're playing today in the current amateur American jurisprudence and corpus juris secundum, they will reference the ruling case law, R, period, C, period, L, period. They'll put a number before it. Well, where are you going to find that? Law library? It's not going to be in the standard law libraries, regular public libraries. This was stuff that came out in 1919, and it was last printed, I think, in 1929. It said I have an excellent version. I give many thousands of dollars. It's 28 volumes. Amateur one is even more, and I have excellent. I spent thousands of dollars getting these, and I want to make them available so people can even download them if they want. Do with them what they want. I'm not going to play the copyright game or none of this other nonsense. I don't have any authority to do that anyway. But I want them out there. And what they do in today's AMJUR or that, they will give you a paragraph or two. Then they will reference a few cases, but then they reference you go back to ruling case law. Well, then you go back to ruling case law, and you may find 40, 50, 100 cases. Because this private law stuff started back after the back in the 1800s, and these legislatures were getting out of control, and that's where you find some amazing truth. Because you have to read these cases, and then you if you don't have an understanding of the concept of what's going on, if you don't understand it, you can't fight it. You can't do stuff by rote. And I want understanding, and I want documentation. I want factual stuff. Stuff that I can point to and say, there it is. This is their, this is how it was, this is how we ended up there. So anyway, irs@alaskaminuteman.com. I'm going to be sending out an email today to all of the people that are on my list. And anybody listening that you want to communicate with me, that's probably a better way, irs@alaskaminuteman.com. And if you're not on the list, why, it's $250 postal money order, because I'm going to be putting all sorts of cases. I got Rappert's case that I haven't published yet, of the man Namus and all the stuff that's going on with his case, which I'm going to talk about briefly. Yes, I got Randy Kirkendall's, where we got conclusive evidence of two types of government, two of them out there. One is United States, the other one's United States of America, is a sovereign body politic. 113 cases out of the Department of Justice and their complaints. That's evidence. And we got the same attorney representing in Randy Kirkendall's case out of Mississippi at the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, counsel for United States. When he goes back to the Fifth Circuit, it's counsel for the United States of America. And they are not the same, because they say United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Well, now the obvious question is, who in the heck is the sovereign body politic in our republic? This stuff is just absolutely, it shocks the conscience. But before I get into that, I had this private law, because I finally figured out the last piece, I think, of the whole puzzle. This private law nonsense, this unconstitutional stuff is, I just went into Breitbart very quickly, and I support Trump. There's a lot of things I don't like he's done, but the one thing that I've learned in life is you never want to judge some people if you don't know all the facts, and I have no idea of all the facts or what facts he's dealing with. He's got many, many balls in the air, and he's up there. I saw a film by or a thing by Shipp, S-H-I-P-P. Used to be with the CIA. The CIA, the deep state, is so unbelievable. They are controlling our government. They control presidents. They control judiciary. They control senators, representative, state, and federal. Just can't make the this stuff is just I don't know what to say anymore. It's like we're in Sodom and Gomorrah. And is there 10 Christians in D.C.? There's a film out by Framing the World. It's called Babylon. Framing the World, because the other one is Marching to Zion. That's on the internet, or you can buy it, Marching to Zion, but it's Framing the World. And Babylon is where they, with a biblical backup, that the last Babylon that's going to is out of Washington, D.C. And I would believe that, because about 97% of those people voted for a known liar, the father of all liars of the devil out of D.C., for Hillary. Who votes for a liar to be in charge of your life? Anyway, let me make a few political comments. This thing about the NFL, that's one of the things about Trump. These things that have been sitting there hidden are being flushed out into the open. With Trump in there, we know that the news media is fake. We've known that for a long time, but Trump flushed them out in the open, and they're losing. CNN and Washington Post, New York Times, they're laying off people. People are wising up because somebody had to call them out of the woodwork and identify them. Well, guess what? The NFL is the same thing. That is a corrupt organization. Yep, it's corrupt. He called them out. If you will not stand for our national anthem, you have dishonored the blood of the millions of people that have fought and died and suffered so that these reprobates could make millions of dollars and live a lifestyle that most people can't even imagine. They have the freedoms to go out and do this sports thing, and they disrespect all of our veterans. They disrespect our country. They disrespect our Constitution. They disrespect the Declaration of Independence. I'm sorry. I'm not doing the NFL. I may watch. I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet what's going to happen on the playoffs. But I usually listen to like the Seahawks and kind of keep track of them on the radio when I'm coming back from breakfast in the morning. I'm tuning in. I'm going to tell these people, go to HELL. You need me. I don't need you. They need us and our money. Somebody was telling me that at the San Francisco, there was about only a third of the Coliseum was full. It was filled up with people. And they were giving away tickets at $4 a ticket. I don't know what the regular price is, probably 40, 50, 60. I don't know. I don't live where I could even go to a game. But I saw here where the Pittsburgh Steelers, everybody but one person stayed in the locker room when the national anthems, which they are required to be out there when it's played. Are they going to do anything with them? Probably not. They'll probably give them a pat them all on the back. Hey, we protested against the national anthem. So what's the goal? You disrespect our country? Get the living hell out of my country. Go somewhere else. I'm sorry, these people are evil. Ignorant, stupid, greedy. Why should we support them? I'm not going to support them. The heck with them. Football, the owners are coming out. That's how entrenched our country is into the Sodom and Gomorrah. Non-Christians. They punish coaches in the high school or grade school for praying. And yet we have the big boys up there that will get in trouble if you spike or you do some of these other things. Oh, once you're punished or fined, but we can come out, they can come out and disrespect, dishonor our country. They're dishonoring us, everybody in this country. It's a Christian nation. Inalienable rights under the Creator, and they're thumbing their finger at us. I'm sorry, I got no use for them. And the majority of them, now I don't know about all the Pittsburgh Steelers, but the ones that have been doing is the blacks for some damn reason, and I have no idea. They have a culture that's been ingrained into the blacks because they've been Democrats. Well, that's the party of the devil to begin with, and somehow they're all, it's all racist. if things don't go the way they want, we're racist. Yeah, I'm white and damn proud of it. Do I have any, hold anything against people being black or other color? No. But if you all think that you're special because of your race color, you could go to hell. I could care less. You could be drowning and I wouldn't save you. You're evil. They think they're special somehow, that the Civil War is still going on or whatever. I don't know. Somebody owes them a living or something. I don't know what the deal is. Just like all the looting that was going on down in Florida. Alex Jones showed a little bit of it. The blacks doing the looting. Why is it that mostly the looting is done with the blacks? Why is that? What's the culture of that makes them do that? I don't know. Why did we have the blacks riot when a black guy gets shot by a white cop? I mean, there's more white people shot by cops than there is black people. Why? They want to overthrow our government. Well, they get around. Look what happened in Ferguson down there with Brown. Hands up, don't shoot. And then that guy that finally put that out admitted he was a liar. And Brown got exactly what he deserved. He was a thug. He committed 4 felonies in 11 minutes. He was a thug. And they got around and had a horse-drawn carriage with a white casket on it. What the heck? Like he's a saint or something. Trayvon Martin was a thug. His mama kicked him out. His own mother wouldn't have anything to do with him until he was dead. Then they come to make money on him. And Obama said, if I had a son, he'd be just like Trayvon Martin. Well, because Obama is of the devil. We're in the fight of the principalities of evil in this world. Until we figure that out, and there's more of them than there is of us, but we're going to win in the long run. We're not going to win in this world, but we're going to win in the long run. It boggles the mind how people can follow liars. You ask them the question, why would you follow a liar? Why would you believe in a liar? Why would you put a liar in? Would you put a liar in charge of your bank account? Really? Would you really do that? Are people that stupid? Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. But yet you'll vote for one to be president of the United States or to be a senator, representative? Murkowski, we got one up here that's, she's never seen a benefit she wouldn't hand out to the natives. Could I help get her elected? I bought and paid for. A liar. Anyway, I'll tell you what, as far as I'm concerned, the NFL's a non-issue. I'm not going to listen to them. I may watch the playoffs, but I don't know. I'm going to wait and see. But if there's anybody on those teams that is not going to stand for the national anthem, I am not going to watch that football game. I will not spend my time watching. I was in the military like a lot of people listening. I did not go in the military to have somebody dishonor our flag and our national anthem and our country. Not going to happen. People got to start taking, there was one person at the Steelers that came out. One out of the whole team came out. Only one person, a whole team. Now, I know they got white folks in there with the black folks, and God knows what else. What's the purpose? What are they trying? Oh, black people get shot and there's no justice. Yeah, tell me, give me the case. Brown was guilty as hell. Trayvon Martin was guilty as hell. Gray got around and he liked to get around and when he got arrested to put things so he could sue him. Up there, the guy that was hauled and broke his neck or whatever. But see, the cops are starting to wise up. They're having bench trials. Why would you have a bench trial? I wised up when after Rappert in Minnesota, because I would have thought a trial by jury. See, I was brainwashed too. Back in a minute.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Well, back here, and again, it's my email is irs@alaskaminuteman.com. And I just looked here to see where the North Carolina basketball team, they're not going to be going to the White House either. Does that tell you how bad these the sports and that's the one thing that Trump has done, is these people are coming out of the woodwork when he challenges them. So we get to identify the enemies, the liars and the cheaters. Anyway, enough of that. I just, it's shocking that it's this is this deep, that we have this. I would not believe like a whole team of the Pittsburgh Steelers would all stay other than one person came out. You just can't make this up. That I don't know what to say. It's just a whole team. I don't know what's wrong with these people. Do they disrespect? I don't know. There's one guy came out, and I don't can't pronounce his name, but he served three tours in Afghanistan. It's Alejandro Villanueva, Villanueva, or so. I don't know what that is. I don't know what. One person. Why are people afraid to stand to the truth? Or is it we have that many people that have been brainwashed, or they possessed by demons like they were in Christ's time? What's the answer? I don't know. It's just like blacks when they get around and they're always rioting about some trial, something, and then they go and burn their own buildings down. Well, how smart is that in their own areas? You'd think they'd at least be smart enough to go in the white part of town, if there is a white part of town, and burn down their buildings. Oh, no. And I know some black people that are not like that. There's a culture in the blacks that is just unbelievable. Everything's a racist anymore. And then we got all these white ones up there like Hillary and Bill Clinton Maxine Waters. She's loony. Pelosi's loonier than can't even read her script. I don't know how these people got elected. I don't know. Anyway, get back to some substantive issues. The value of what the game plan is. Thing is, we can't fight and win with the truth if it's never been explained to us, and we don't have evidence to back it up, factual evidence. These are things that there's no doubt. I have evidence to back it up. There are no constitutional courts in these United States, short of the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court of the United States, which does everything. So it's playing on both sides of the thing. All of the district courts of the United States, judicial power was transferred to judicial power of the circuit courts of the United States in 1911 was transferred to the district courts of the United States. So there were no appellate courts that were constitutional. They replaced, put in the circuit courts that only work for citizens of the United States, and you are found there. Found, yes. Then in 1948, they did the final overthrow. One thing I haven't checked, and I'm going to check today, I've got to answer that question. They put all of the territorial courts, which are under Article 4. They put the administrative nonsense. They put the D.C. court, which is a District of Columbia. It is not. It is a general jurisdictional court. It is not a specific limited jurisdiction like Article 3, Section 2 courts in the several states, which were district courts of the United States. So we put the District Court of the United States, limited jurisdiction in the states in 1948, put them in the same chapter with the district, the one in the District of Columbia that is totally different. It is a general jurisdictional court, which means it hears everything, administrative to constitutional to territorial courts under Article 4, put them all in the same chapter and say, yay! Seems how they're all here, and because it's accepted practice, like you can't make this, how would you justify accepted practice? And they wrote it in the revisor statutes and the codified, back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here, and I was talking about the courts, and now we're going to get into the overview. How do you get out of a trap, a maze? You have to have directions. You have to understand how we got here. And just like in Vendetta, if you want to know what the problem is, just take a look in the mirror. It's us. We're doing it to ourselves because we do not understand. The truth is not being told to us. What we call a government is not a constitutional government, state or federal, because guess how it got in place? You and me give our assent to have it there. We're agreeing with it. We just don't know how. That's why I'm doing this show with factual evidence, getting access to these congressional records and stuff to read, because they're telling us how they're doing it. That's what's even amazing. But of course, the average person busy for work doesn't understand it. How could he? He's too busy trying to keep his head above water. So we, in 1948, we put all these courts in the same chapter. Then that makes them all the same. It's as crazy as putting eagles in with sparrows and chickens and all them, and they're all the same because they're all in the same building. Really. I don't really think that's the way it works. And where did they change the name of the District Court of the United States? I do not know if it's been repealed. I've got to check that. That's something else, as I have the 1940 code. That is an amazing research document. The revised statute of 1878 and the 1940 United States Code, which will be available to people when they get onto my homepage that are on the list. They can go in and research it, download it, whatever they want, for free. I do not know if the District Court of the United States was repealed. I'm going to check that today. I've been going to do that, and that's one of the things I haven't. But they changed the name to United States District Court because we put all of these different jurisdictions, and jurisdiction, subject matter jurisdiction, is an important issue. And the only court, the only appellate court in existence today that does subject matter jurisdiction is the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. But you can't get to it, basically, until you go in through the Federal Court of Claims. They've got it statutorily blocked, so if you're in the maze, United States District Court, you got to go to the circuit courts 1 through 11, or the D.C. Court. And the D.C. Court is totally different even today. I've tested all these. That's how I find out. I go goose them. Call them out. And they will give you information about what they're doing. You just got to call them out. I've tested it. The courts, the United States District Courts, the revised statute is mirrored after the territory of a Hawaii court. They say so. Really? That was a territory, territorial court, and it's codified today in 28 U.S.C. 1932. Do you and me know, do we know how to read English? I have learned more English in the last 20 years doing legal research than I learned all of my years before that. I sure was not exposed to proper English in high school, I guarantee you. Or had some in grade school, but high school was not. These lawyers are taught how to write stuff that looks like but is not. Take the 28 U.S.C. 1932. Creation and composition of the district courts. Why would they have to create the district courts? I thought they were created back in the Judiciary Act of 1789. Where did they go? We overthrew them. Ken, in Fort Worth, you got a question or comment today?
Yeah, your shows are always informative. Let me ask you a question. Are there United States attorneys or United States of America attorneys?
Okay. They're supposed to be attorneys of the United States. Now, what happened, United States of America is the Articles of Confederation. For a more perfect union, the Constitution for the United States of America is the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution of the United States is composed, supposedly, because they're not all there, but of 50 separate countries. They're all countries, all by themselves, sovereign countries.
Right.
If you think of it like
they're all republics.
Countries, and they're called the several states.
They're all separate republics.
Pardon?
They're all separate republics. And the Constitution guarantees a Republican form of government, like in Texas and in Alaska.
That's right, it do. But the problem, do you know how we... So we have all these separate countries. They're called the several states. Lowercase s for several, capital state. S for states. And it should be these United States, okay? These, which is more than one, okay? So now,
okay,
you get to your question of United States of America. That's a very interesting question.
I saw it on the internet, and I said, that'd be a good question to bring up and have you talk about it.
Well, let's look at what's really happening here, because this is a major issue, factual issue. The constitutions are limited delegations from we the people. They're like a contract, if you will. We the people give them the power to do certain things over our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, called a government. It's broken down into three separate parts, supposedly, so that they, each one of them, does the one legislate, one adjudicates, one puts the legislation into effect, the executive. Well, guess what? The first, to the way to defeat a constitution, it has to have the people, and let's take the we the people or the state, it has to have people that have the, that are part of the contract, right? Can't have a contract if you're not a party to the contract, can you? So what they did is in 1866, they created a fictional, citizen of the United States. It's a fictional law. A citizen of the United States has no country, has no domicile. It doesn't exist except like a corporation. It's a fiction. Congress legislates for citizens of the United States. The several states legislates for the citizens of the United States. Now, wait a minute here. How can that be? A citizen of the United States had no domicile? Really? Has no country? It can't have a country because we got the several states in Congress legislating for the same entity. Okay, so they took we the people out of the constitutions because you should be a citizen of Texas, not a citizen of the United States, to exercise your elective franchise, okay, and or the right of suffrage. The right to vote, the 15th Amendment, the Supreme Court has said there is no right in the elective franchise for a citizen of the United States, 15th Amendment. The right to vote is to the process of doing it. That when you go in Texas, there can't be any discrimination against race, color, religion, and all that. But there is no elective franchise. You should be a citizen of Texas. Okay? So now we got the people out in 1866. They memorialized it in the 14th Amendment because it says subject to the jurisdiction. What's that mean? You got to sign up for it. How many laws said, oh, this is... You're a murderer subject to the jurisdiction thereof. It'd be just as ludicrous. It's private law, okay? And I'm going to get into that this because I've got a lot more information on that, and I'm gaining on that big time. So now we have United States was a real party of interest until 1913. You know what happened in 1913? 17th Amendment. The several states, the legislatures, the states, the senators are the representatives of the states. They are not the representative of the people. That's supposed to be the House of Representatives. Right? So we have the senators that are supposed to be representing the several states. There's two for each one of them to make them all equal. Well, they changed that with the 17th Amendment and said, oh, we want to have popular vote. So we got the citizens of the United States voting now for senators and citizens of the United States voting for representatives. Well, do you know what changed in 1913? All of a sudden, the real party of interest from 1789 in all federal cases for the district attorneys of the United States changed. All of a sudden, from 1913 to 1916, because I can go into Westlaw and do time searches and stuff on cases, the real party of interest changed from United States on the prosecutions and all federal cases to United States of America. Well, wait a minute. How can that happen? What happened? The real short story is United States had two parties, the people and the several states. And both of them said, we don't want to be a part. We voted away our constitutional rights, our inalienable rights from the Creator. You and me, our forefathers, said we do not want to be a citizen of Texas and that. We don't want that no more. We want to have citizens of the United States. And United States of America, I've got it in, coming out of the Department of Justice, is a sovereign body politic. Now, I got to ask you a question. How does the United States of America, being a sovereign body politic, have standing? Where in the hell did it come from in these courts? How does that happen? You and me, unwillingly, our forefathers or great-grandfathers or whatever, did it to ourselves. Why would we want to not be a part of the Constitution, of the constitutions of our several states? Because this is the way you overthrow a constitutional republic. You get the people to believe in something called a citizen of the United States. Now, the question becomes, you could look at this a lot of ways, which is on point to what I'm going to talk about today. Why does it, like a citizen of the United States, let's take Dillingham, Alaska. We got all kinds of natives out there. They don't pay property taxes, but they're a citizen of the United States, and they get to vote in the Alaska's elections. I'm a citizen of the United States, supposedly, and I get to vote. Now, wait a minute. They don't pay property taxes in Dillingham, Alaska. Do you know what happens? The federal government says, oh, you can vote in the elections, but guess what? Because your property is exempt because you're a native, Alaska native, we will pay the property taxes for you to the city of Dillingham. Now, is that a discriminatory thing, you think? It's supposed to be all the same thing, a citizen of the United States. Why does one have no property taxes and the government pays it for him to the municipalities? And on the other side, I have to pay property taxes. You will find this on, like Minnesota or like where these they have the reservations. They get to vote as a citizen of the United States. But yet, because of the venue, they could have casinos. Venue. So you go across the line and they can do all sorts of things, sell cigarettes without taxes and all that. But yet, they're a citizen of the United States. Now, how can you justify that? Can you tell me how it's done? I'll tell you. Do you know how this trick is done? It's a con. It's called private law. Because you and me, in the past, I don't know if you've got your status right yet or not. That's a big issue. Do not understand if anybody can sign up to do private law. They offer you a contract, private law. And actually, the ones we sign up for, almost every, I'll bet you every, there's not one person listening that has not signed what's called an implied in law contract. If you have a credit card, you've signed an implied in law contract. Well, what is it? What does that mean? They don't tell us this stuff. If you sign up a credit card, you are saying, I am wanting something, a benefit from somebody else. I am bound. I want the benefit that this person can offer me, but that person does no duty to me back. So you sign up. You want to use the credit of some bank, American Express or whoever. I want to use your credit with my signature to do business, to borrow. I am going to use your credit and my signature. I am binding myself to American Express, but American Express has nothing to me. They don't give me, because it's not an express contract. Same thing happens with mortgages. I sign up, I want to use my signature, the bank's credit, and I all of a sudden end up in a house. Almost invariably, as soon as you get in the house, and you buy it, say you signed up from Key Bank, you'll be getting a thing that Countrywide or Wells Fargo or another bank is saying, make your house payments to another bank or another entity. You say, well, wait a minute, why are they doing this? These money changers do this for a reason. What happened? They take my signature, their credit with KeyBank, and they sell it, usually at 4 or 5 points down, percentage point, to another bank. And that's how they take my signature, an implied in law contract, their credit, sell it to another bank, and then they get money. That's how they manufacture in this world what we call money. You follow me, what I just said? You still there, Ken? Am I? Huh? He's gone? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, this is how we generate money. The banks. One that I got tangled up with when I was in business was a Jewish shatar. And by the way, the mortgage came out of the Jews. It's a Jewish shatar. It's a variation of what's called a Jewish shatar. Commercial security agreements. I got tangled up because, hey, I needed money. I was in business. I had a company called Winter Telecom, Inc. Then I got it undone, and I just called it Winter Telecom. And I just went in to say, I finally figured out that why don't I get the original documents back when I pay off a car? And I told Key Bank, I said, I want my original documents back. And they told me to go to hell. Well, I said, why would you want to keep them? They wouldn't tell me. I pissed them off. Because wait a minute, there's something going on here. Why? Because I found out. Well, back in a minute. Wait a minute.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and because he has to really, that's really a crux, an interesting problem about the United States of America. The key is, you and I keep signing all this, we keep signing these documents, and we do not understand They have taken English and they have term definitions, just like in a contract. Contracts have terms. If anybody's ever signed contracts, they have, this means that or that means this. And anytime you use the word means, it's the exclusive use of that word becomes a term. It has a whole new meaning, as bad, as crazy as dog means cat or dog means camel or whatever. This is the con that's going on. And the reason for this is because it's private law. And in private law, this is the reason why we have all of these term definitions. You go to any statute, state or local ordinances, they always have definitions, terms. What happened to English? There are reasons for terms, specifically like in the medical field or different fields for things that have a specific meaning in that particular area. Why do we have so many? Why do we have to define United States several different ways all the time? Why? Why do we have to use this state instead of like the state of Minnesota or the state of Texas? Why do we have to do this state? Then they will put like a lowercase s, state of Texas or state of. Why do we use this state instead of the state? Why is all this? This stuff, how do you read this stuff? There's nobody, I guarantee you, can fill out a form and understand the language because the terms are not disclosed. There are all sorts of terms embedded in these forms. Why do we need these forms? And almost all of them, without exception, tie back to being a citizen of the United States. And a citizen of the United States, if you will look between the natives, the Indians, the different people that have all these different variations, different benefits of a citizen of the United States, how can we all have to be the same thing without some discrimination? Want to explain that one to me? Because they're private contracts, private law. That's the con that's going on today. The thought, I knew I could prove all of these courts, that the United States District Court is not a constitutional court. They did that in 1948. That was the final overthrow of the District Court of the United States. And it's codified in 28 U.S.C. 1932. I'm sorry, not 19, but 28 U.S.C. 1, Section 132. And it reads nothing like they're creating the district courts of the United States, but they call them a different thing now called United States District Courts. Well, wait a minute here. What happened since 1789? I thought the Judiciary Act of 1789 created the District Courts of the United States. Of is a preposition, so in source or in relationship between the two, the district court in the United States. The is an article showing it's a specific, a single United States. We had the Circuit Courts of the United States and the Supreme Court of the United States. They did away with the Circuit Courts of the United States in 1911. Back in a minute.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.